Today we're going to learn a Mishnah, but this Mishnah is very, very complicated and nuanced. So, just to get through this Mishnah is tough, but we're going to persevere in Yirtz Hashem with the help of Hashem. The Mishnah says the following. The Mishnah on Hamad Beis, a very, very beautiful Mishnah, I've used this Mishnah at Shev Brachas, etc., etc. The Mishnah says the following, which is really based on a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Al pishnayim edim o shlosha edim yumas hames. Based on two or three witnesses, you put the guy to death. So it's a very funny pasuk. And the obvious kasha is coming up. What's the obvious kasha? If there's two or three witnesses, you put him to death. What's the obvious kasha? Right? You're either going to be there. You have to be there by either 7:10 or by 7:15. Well, which one is it?
Right? Two or three. Okay.
Two or three. Based on Pishnayim or Shloshi, you have to put it to it. So which one is it? So he asks the Mishnah the following question. Al Pishnayim Edim or Shloshi Edim Yumas Hameis. Im Miskayem Esa Edis Pishnayim. If we could fulfill the Edis with two, Lama Parata Kasa Bishloshi. Why does the Torah say, this is all Pasuk is quoted for. It's such an obvious question, the Mishnah asks the question. How rare is that, that the Mishnah is asking a Kasha? Traditionally, the Mishnah doesn't ask kasha. The Mishnah gives you halachas, sometimes machlokas, but very rare is it. But it's such an obvious kasha. You have to be there 7:10 or 7:15. Everyone's scratching that. Which one do I have to be there by? The 7:10 or 7:15? If you have to be there by 7:10, zich, you have to be there 7:10 before 7:15. So if two is good enough, then avada three is enough. What do you need? And then the pasuk continues. The pasuk says, right, which we're not going to get into, says lo yumus al pierecha. But you can't put the guy to death based on one. Avada, we know that, because he needs two or three. So of course one's no good. Okay, so it's an obvious, all these obvious questions. So the Mishnah continues. And the Mishnah says, Lama parat akasiv bishlosha. Why does the Torah tell us three? Ella, says the Mishnah, the following is the intent of the pasuk, lahakish, to juxtapose shnayim lishlosha, two to three. That the din of witnesses is the same din. When it comes to two witnesses, or three witnesses, to tell us, Ma shlosha mizimin es shnayim, just like if three guys come and say, Reuven and Shimon, you couldn't have known, you were with us in Chicago, so three knock out two, af hashnayim yazumu es shlosha, so to two reject the three. If Reuven, Shimon, and Levi come and testify about the nidon, and come along Yisachar Zvul and say, Reuven and Shimon and Levi, you couldn't have known, boom, the two win. That's the chiddush. Afilu Meya, even if Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun are coming to reject 100, not like the case we learned before the Istis, where they keep doing it one after another, after another, but they all come in one shot. Tam Lomar, Edim. Shteitin Pasuk, Edim. Edim. Edim, the Plotzi teach us that even if there's many Edim, Al Pishnayim Oshlosha, Edim. Al Pishnayim Oshlosha, two or three, so two reject two, they reject three, Edim. Edim is telling us up until 100. That's the Tanna Kamma. Tosfos asks an obvious kasha. So say what? What is Edim? Two, three, four. Edim is four. Right. But five, no.
Why not?
Because that's already the commentaries ask your kasha. What's the Havmin? Let's try to understand the Havmin.
Okay.
But let's look at Tosfos, right? Afa shnayim bizim and agimu minayin afil hein meir tamal lomar edim. Tema. This is a wonderment. Say the chiddush is shnayim o shlosha edim. Edim is plural. One more than three. What's that? Four. V'nimtza echad karav apostle yoyisim and agimel. And if you find one to be karav apostle more than three, dechsiv b'kra, aval tvei me'ar below. But more than four, no. That's it.
Four more.
Four is the limit. Two could reject four, but two can't reject five.
Right.
Because why? Al pishnayim o shlosha edim, based on two or three or four. Edim it would be or four
from
edim, because edim is plural, which is one more than three.
Five is not good.
Five is not. Two cannot reject five. Five is good. Five would be a winner. Meaning, if two would come to reject five, no. Five beats two.
Can three do five?
But right now we're just. Right, two, okay. I don't know. Actually. So, is it the you're asking Akasha? Is it the difference between the edim zomim versus the mazimim, or is it the amount of edim?
Right.
Tosfos doesn't lose. So it's Kavlo Tosfos and says, Kevin Shekav Yeshlover, Kevin Shekas Achas, Mazemes Shtei Kitos, Huadin Mei. Once Yisachar and Zvulun are rejecting two kat, which we learn from the following. Good morning. We learn from the following. We learn from Al Pishnayim Oshlosha Eidim. So now we know that Yisachar and Zvulun reject Reuven and Shimon, group one. They reject Bill and Ted, because that's total four. So now they reject multiple groups. So once they're rejecting multiple groups, that's it. That's how it works. And that's the way. So now the sequence of how to read the Gemara according to Tosfos is the following. Al Pishnayim Oshlosha Eidim Yakum Davar. Based on Yuma Sabes, excuse me. If there's two or three Eidim. Three Eidim. Eidim is four. So that tells us two rejects two groups. Once they're rejecting multiple groups, they can reject groups up until 100. That's the way Tosfos learns the Gemara. You don't have this in your packet. It's in the Gemara. But if you turn to Vavim and Aleph, the Rabbeinu Chananel says something very, very interesting. The Rabbeinu Chananel says the following. I'll put my phone in airplane mode. The Rabbeinu Chananel has a little bit of a nuance. So it's on Vavim and Aleph. The Rabbeinu Chananel is the guy on the sidelines. So before it gets wide, it says, Al Pishtayim Eidim, O Shlosha Eidim, Minayin Afilu Hein Meir, Talmud Lomar Eidim. So it says, Perish, Keshem Shegimel Eidim Ezimin, Beis, just like three reject two, Kach Beis Mezimin Gimel, so too two reject three, Uminayin Afilu Kuf, how do you know that two could reject 100? Says the Mishnah, says the Rabbeinu Chananel, Sheidu Beis, Boinu Mezimin Oso, Talmud Lomar Eidim. We learned it out from the word Eidim. Kolomar, Kidina Eidus, the concept of Eidus Miskayemis Bebeis, they sustain themselves with Beis, Kimoshim Miskayemis Bekuf, two is the same as 100. Dim says Eidus Kuf, Eidus Beis. A group of 100 is the same as a group of two. Kachlinin Din Hazam Hashem, so too Linin Din Hazam. So this is what you would call the more direct limud. According to Tosfos, it's an indirect limud, which is Al Pishnayim Oshlosha Eidim Yakum Davar. Yumasameis, excuse me, I keep saying that. So it comes out, according to Tosfos, it's a double jump. First, two could reject two. Then, two reject three. And then you use the word Eidim to reject four. Once you're rejecting four, that's two groups. If two can reject two groups, they can reject even 50 groups, 100. That's Tosfos. Rabbeinu Chananel says the following. He says to reject 100. Why? Because there's no difference between a group of two or a group of 100. He used the expression trei kameh. That's the fundamental argument between Rabbeinu Chananel and Tosfos. How do we understand the group of 100? Are they multiple groups? Or is it one large group? According to Tosfos, it seems it's multiple groups and you have to have a new limud each time. But according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's one chalent. You know, it's like an old question. How do you look at chalent? Do you look at chalent as barley, beans, and meat? Do you look at chalent as chalent? So it could be that the Rabbeinu Chananel looks at it as chalent, and therefore he has a direct limud. Two, we see from here, two is three. It's the same thing. Two, three, 100 are all the same thing. Boom. Two rejects three. Two rejects 100. Or is it like Tosfos, you have a separate limud. First, you need a limud to reject one group. Then you need a limud to reject two groups. And once it's rejecting two groups, the Mamela can reject 100 groups. Okay. So that's the opinion of the Tanakam. Now we go back to this very, very difficult Mishnah. Comes along the Mishnah. And now we're going to have two opinions. We're going to have the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. And we're going to have the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And we're not going to understand the difference between the two, perhaps. How do I know that? Because Rashi himself doesn't. So if Rashi doesn't, we're back on Hayamid Beis, and if Rashi doesn't, then we're going to struggle with it. Because it depends on your hold, like Rashi, or Tosfos, or the Rambam, it's going to be fun. Okay, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ma Shnayim Einin Haragin Ad Yushnayim Zomimin. So Rabbi Shimon says, just like two are not put to death until two of them are made Zomim, meaning Reuven and Shimon come to testify about an Edon. We don't put Reuven and Shimon to death until both Reuven and Shimon are zomified, but if just Reuven is zomified, or just Shimon is zomified, we do not put them to death. Av Shlosha, so too when it comes to three. If Reuven, Shimon, and Levi came as a group, and all three are not zomified, then Af shloisha ein neharagin at shloshtun zomimin. All three are not put to death until all three are zomified. Whatever that means. On a first level, it means is Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are not put to death until all Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are zomified. Good. Okay, so it's kind of like an advantage with the third guy, because now you need to have all three put to death. So it says al pishnayim o shlosha edim yakum yumas hames. That means if two guys come, you need to have two guys zomified. If three guys come, all three need to be zomified. That seems to be the simple understanding of Rabbi Shimon. Uminayin afilu meyah. And how do we know even 100? Time will omer edim. So from the word edim, whether you're halakha rebbe lechana or tosfos, you can't. If let's say the entire New York Jets team came and said, we saw Bill kill Ted, you cannot kill a single Jet until every single Jet is zomified. Right? So they're going to say they were in Buffalo. You couldn't have been in Buffalo because you were really in Detroit. And they have in Yovan, right? They were supposed to play the game in Buffalo, but Ephesus, they're playing the game in Detroit. Right? You have to get each and every one. Now, comes the Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva says something that is vague, ambiguous, and all the Rishonim have a party with it because of that. Okay? Now again, what did Rabbi Akiva mean? Let's see what we like the best. Comes on Rabbi Akiva, Omer. Lo ba hashlishi lahakil. The third guy is not coming to be Makel. When you say Reuven and Shimon and Levi are coming as a party, it's not as a kula for Reuven and Shimon. Ella lahachmir lav. But rather it's coming as some sort of chumra. Velazos dino to make his judgment ki yotze be'elu, similar to Reuven and Shimon. Meaning you would say, without Levi, Reuven and Shimon's testimony against the Nidon is good. Who needs Levi? So, since who needs Levi, why put Levi to death in certain cases? No. We only join 2 and 3 as a chumra, not as a kula. What does that mean? We will see the different opinions. V'imke, therefore, the Gemara continues, Anisha Kasav, the Pasuk, if there's a Pasuk that comes to tell me, L'nitzba la'ovrei avera, ka'ovrei avera al achas kama v'kama. If we're going to include the three as part of the two, in this case of Edim Zomim, how much more so if you come and aid and abet under normal circumstances, people who want to violate Isurim, violate Averis. And then the halachas kama v'kama, yishalim schar l'nitzba la'osei mitzvah. How much more so do we give reward to people who aren't directly doing the mitzvah, but instead are helping the mitzvah. Ke'osei mitzvah, like the people who actually do the mitzvah. And this is something that very often is classic Sheva Brachas Torah. The famous kasha is, what is the pshat? What do the women, if you hold that kiddushin, is or nisuin, is merely a means to an end of puravu, and women aren't mechuyev of puravu, then what are women doing getting married? There's no shidduch crisis. You know why? Because who says women have to get married? Right? It's good kasha. Elano, we have Rabbi Akiva. And what is Rabbi Akiva saying? Rabbi Akiva is saying that they get reward for being the nitbol, for being the helpers of sorts. Mm-hmm. Okay? So as a misayaya, as a helper, that's where they get the schar. Okay? Okay, so now, let's understand what Rabbi Akiva is saying in the world of Hayden Zom. Forget the Hashgachos. Let's go through Rashi, and Tosfos, and Aritva, and Nemukah Yosef. A lot to do today. Right, but I was hoping that it would be a quicker shiur because late start. Sorry about the late start, Rosh Chodesh. I feel like 10 o'clock is already midday.
Yeah. Technically, it is.
Yeah, midday already. Mincha is already in an hour. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo bashlishi. So, what Rashi says, you can look at Rashi in the sheets, or you can look at Rashi in the Rashi itself. Says Rashi, lo zrich lam dinu zos. Rabbi Akiva didn't need to tell us this. Did the mamelia dinu chishnayim mezim and asa shlosh? We know already that two could reject three. Because two are good. That's what Edom is. That's what witnesses are too. We all know this. Therefore, we know that they don't become zomamed until all of them are zomified. If Reuven, Shimon, and Levi testify about an Edom, and two guys come and only reject Reuven and Shimon and not Levi, Reuven and Shimon and Levi are a group. They're not zomified until you get all three. Ukraxi, we have a Beferish Apostle. Vine, Aid, Sheker, Haid. One testifies falsely. So then, the Loiba El Hachmer, it's only coming as a Chumrala. Shalom Tomer, don't say, whole of a love who haisa edus miskayemus. Don't say like this. Reuven and Shimon already testified, comes along Levi and joins the group. Without Levi, it would have been unnecessary. Lo yasibo dina zoma, then therefore don't even bother zomifying Levi. Just zomify Reuven and Shimon and you're good to go. Says, they're also in the Kiyum Hadavar, which means you can't zomify Reuven and Shimon without Levi. So it comes out according to Rashi. First thing we have to know is that they are not arguing with Shimon and the Tanakh and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rashi, this is the first opinion. If Reuven, Shimon, and Levi come and testify, and the two Adam Zomim, Bil and Ted, Yisachar Zvulun, come and zomify just Reuven and Shimon, both according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva, Reuven and Shimon get no onish until you zomify Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Because they're one group. Rashi is stark like that, okay? That's Aleph. How do you read the words? Lo ba el hachmir lav. So the way Rashi is only coming as a chumrah. What is the chumrah here? That don't say, without him, the edus would be miskayemis. But you need all three together on some level in order for it to be a considered a full group. If one of them falls, there is no edus. You need all three. That's the chumrah of the third. That's Rashi. Very hard to read that in the words of Lo Balahach. Okay? Let's read Tosfos now. There's a Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Tes Amud Aleph. You have it in the sheets. Where he is going to say something radically different. It's,
yes.
Yeah, Tosfos. The next thing. It's right. No, it's right there. It's the next one. It's together with the Rashi.
Avalein.
It's Dibur Matzah Lo Ba Shlishi Lahakala.
Go ahead.
Okay? For some reason, I didn't give a space there. My bad.
That's fine.
Tosis. So Tosis says the following. This statement of the third one is not coming to be Mekel, but rather Machmir. So Rabbi Akiva is arguing on Reb Shimon. Uktani beperakav demachis. So the Tosis of Sanhedrin is quoting our Gemara. Leel, mehach, Reb Shimon omer. Reb Shimon said earlier, Mashnai, me naraganach, yishneim, zo minaf shlosha. Just like two, three could reject two, so two could reject three. Matzi lemeimer. The Paligad Reb Shimon. Reb Akiva is coming to argue on Reb Shimon. The Sfirle, Dine Herogin, we do in fact kill Reuven and Shimon. If Reuven and Shimon and Levi come and testify against the Nidon, and then only Reuven and Shimon get zomified, we do Sfirle Dine Herogin. Afal Pish Ain Shloshan Zomit. Even though we don't zomify all three, we don't zomify Levi. Why? Te Kasavir, because he holds, Dein Lahaki Shlosh Loshnayim Linizet. This connection of three and two is not in this image. To Kevod Ksiv, since it says Vasis Lo Karshazom, we do it to them what they wanted to do. Hare Zamamu Shnayim, we zomify two. We zomify Reuven and Shimon. Sheishkoch V'Adam Laharik Bifnei Asim, because Reuven and Shimon have the koyach by themselves to kill the Nidon. So if Reuven and Shimon have the koyach by themselves to kill the Nidon, then they should be zomified even without Levi. So even though Levi joined the group, don't care. So now we go back to our Gemara. It's very hard to read. When Rabbi Akiva says, we only bring the third guy to be Chumrah, which is if Levi himself gets zomified, Levi gets thrown to the wolves and he dies also. That's the Chumrah. But the Kula, to get Reuven and Shimon off the hook because Levi was zomified, that we don't say.
It's one against two then.
It's not, because it's Yisachar and Zvulun coming to testify against Reuven and Shimon. Happens to be what happens to Levi? He kind of gets chopped off and he's not part of the group anymore. So that's, and now when the Mishnah says, Lo yibal lahakil el lahachmir, this is, Lo yibal lahakil el lahachmir, that's saying it's only a kula to kill Levi, that's where, but we don't use it as a chumrah, that to get to use Levi to get Reuven and Shimon off the hook. The Ritva echoes this theme, the Ritva right here by our Gemara, which we have in front of us, he says, Lefum Pashto Nira Rabbi Akiva Chalak Reb Shimon. According to the simple understanding of our Mishnah, it appears that Rabbi Akiva argues with Reb Shimon. V'savar de'im nimsu shnayim zomim. If Reuven and Shimon are found to be zomim, neharagin osam shenis. We kill both of those guys. Miyus afal pishlo who's maklum. Even if we didn't zomify all of them, including Levi. Kilo ba shlishi lahakel lehem. The third guy is not coming to be makel on them. Came into Balavdi day. If without Levi didn't show up, what would have happened? and they weren't zomified, Reuven and Shimon's testimony would have been good enough to kill the Nidon. Hayah Nidon mechuyav al pi hashnayim. The Nidon would have been obligated based on the testimony of Reuven and Shimon. B'shlishi lehachmir al atzmo ba. The shlishi guy just came as a chumran himself. Listen, I'll join the group. Why not? Shem huzam imohem. Shechayev. It's a chumran that he's a chance he's taking. Now if he's huzam, he himself is going to get put in the chair. Yavagav de belavdi day, even though without Levi. Even though Levi's not adding to the testimony garnished, nevertheless, Levi's putting himself at risk.
There's no upside, there's only a downside.
There's only a downside, because either way, Yenim is
continuous, or
right. Either Reuven and Shimon are going to be believed, and Nidon gets killed, or Reuven and Shimon are zomified, and if Levi gets zomified, he gets killed. If he doesn't get zomified, he doesn't get killed. That's the opinion of the written. Umiyu Reb Shimon Modul Reb Kiva. Nevertheless, Reb Shimon is Modul to Reb Kiva. How so? Shekashem Shiyos Lador Lahakil Yotzi Lahachmir. There is a Chumra involved. Dehakamar Shim Nazimu Kulam Naragim Kulam. Reb Shimon is going to agree to Reb Kiva, but if Levi is zomified, Levi gets killed also. Where they disagree is if only in Reuven and Shimon gets zomified, do you kill Reuven and Shimon? But if Levi gets zomified, he gets killed. Aval Rashi Zal Perish. But Rashi explains Lahutzrach Hashlishi Lavo Lahakil Al Ashar El Lahachmir. The whole thing is one. The whole thing is not coming to be Mekel, but rather be Machmir. Lefisa Lo Palig Rabbi Kiva. There's no argument between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon. El Hashemesh Lahutzrach Lachach. You don't need the pasuk. Tapshita the aid Shesasra Kol Aedus Ein Chayav and Klal. If there's a witness that slugs up the whole thing is no good. Lahachmir Hushar Hashrach Hakasev, and the pasuk is written as a chumra. Okay, in terms of that. So Rashi holds, there's no difference between the two. Mashmal's Dorshin, he holds, according to Rashi, that if two guys come and testify and we don't zomify all three, they're off the hook. If you just zomify Reuven and Shimon. So that seems to be within Rabbi Akiva now, we have a machlokes between Rashi and Tosus. Is the same machlokes within Tosus between Reb Shimon and Rabbi Akiva? If you have that chart in your head. You'll get a chart soon, if you're an Excel person. You don't like to make charts. But again, the machlokas is, if we have Reuven and Shimon zomified and not Levi, according to Rashi, everybody's off the hook? According to both Reb Shimon and Reb Akiva? According to Tosfos, according to Reb Shimon, everybody's off the hook? But according to Tosfos, according to Reb Akiva, then you kill Reuven and Shimon. Two opinions so far. Opinion number three. This is a radical shita. This is the shita of the Muki Yosef. This is why you come to a shita, right? Anybody can say that. Again, I'm not going to say anything pechidushim, but the Muki Yosef is always saying the wild opinion. You ready for the wild opinion? So the Muki Yosef you have, and you can turn right to page two. We're just going to do the underlying part. The Ode Perish Hari Ben Gaius. Listen to this. It'll blow you. When I saw this, I couldn't believe it. Reuven and Shimon is zomified. Levi's not. You know what the Namuki Yosef says? Rabbi Kiva says? Guess what happens to Levi? We kill him. Tosfos says we kill Reuven and Shimon. That's a chiddush already, according to Rabbi Kiva. Comes along the Namuki Yosef and says, you know what happens to Levi? He wasn't zomified. He was part of that group. Once we zomified two guys, we knock out the third guy. Look at this. The Ode Perish Hari Ben Gaius. Comes along the Hari Ben Gaius. Deim huzmu hashnayim. If you zomify Reuven and Shimon, afal pi shelo huzam agimel, even though the third guy wasn't rejected, Levi, nasu kulam zomin, all of them are zomin. Va'anish hakazav hashlishi, and we punish the third guy, Levi. Why? Shenit pol l'shnayim, because he's additional, he's tuffled to Reuven and Shimon. She'avru, that violated. Ve'idu sheker, and he testified falsely, kiyotzeben. Woo! What a bomb! And by the way, Muki Yosef, I think, fits in beautifully with the language of the Mishnah. Because go back to the language of the Mishnah. Can't forget the Mishnah, right? Rabbi Kiva says, what does Rabbi Kiva say? Rabbi Kiva says, Lo ba'ashlish l'hakir l'hachmir lo. The third guy is not only coming to be Mekel, but to be Machmir. V'lasos dina kiyot sebelu. His din is going to be like the same as them. V'imkein, arjur kasev, l'nitbal l'ovrei avera k'ovrei avera. Meaning he's meduyik. It says the nitbol. Not that they violated avera. They're only what? Tafala of avera. And we're punishing them. So the Muki Yosef is making the following diuk. And he's saying the words nitbal la'ovrei avera is referencing the addition of Levi. Even though what? Even though Levi himself was not caught doing anything wrong. Whew! Is that a chiddush and a half?
Wow.
Could you imagine? So let's say, and what could be even crazier is, let's say Levi's telling the truth.
Right.
Now again, Reuven and Shimon come and say this guy murdered him in New York. He says, no, buddy, Reuven and Shimon, you were with us in Chicago. Come to Levi, and Levi was with him. Yeah, he was in New York, but we don't know where Levi was.
Right.
Levi, you toast.
He's wasting his time.
Levi, you kill Levi for that. That's a crazy thing. Okay, now one more wrinkle to this, and then we have to get to the lumdus at some point, right? When we get to the chart, we'll get there. Tosfos, we're getting to the chart, and then hopefully things will make it clear. Tosfos introduces a new wrinkle. What happens if the third witness comes after the first two? Meaning, up until now, Reuven, Shimon, Levi came together. Just shows you, be careful who your friends are, according to the Mukh Yosef. You don't be an Eid Zomer. What's that?
What's the compass of
that? Yeah. Tosfos explains that even Rabbi Kiva Rimekel, if the third witness did not come, betol kadei dibor, that's what it sounds like. Meaning within the same words, that he wouldn't be punished. The logic is probably the same, that since the aid alone wouldn't kill the nidon, he wouldn't be punished, right? Let's say Reuven and Shimon come, and you come like 4 hours later, Levi comes. Comes along, Tosfos and Sanhedrin, and the continuation. Aval ein lefarish lo bashlish lahakei lav grida. Don't say that the third guy is not coming to be mekel alone, elagam lahachmer lav, but also to be machmer. Afagav derib Shimon moda, even though Reb Shimon is going to agree, Dishlosh and Neharagin, that the third guy, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, all get killed, like we said before, Hani Milik Shabo, Batocha, Dedi, where that's if Levi came within the same context of Reuven and Shimon. Kiver Hashem Gemara, Avar Bekiva Savar, Shenenash, that he does get punished, Afagav Shabo Acharkach. Wow. So we have a scenario, Reuven and Shimon come at 10 o'clock a.m., and Levi comes at 2 o'clock p.m. So Tosa says, it could be Machlekes Reb Shimon Reb Akiva. Reb Shimon would say, in that case, we don't put him to death.
It's not a group.
But Reb Akiva's chiddush is, it's not only coming to be Machmer, it's coming to be Mekel, it's not only coming to be Mekel, it's coming to be Machmer. We do put Levi to death in that case. How does he know this? We did not got Nitfal. That's the Nitfal. Remember? He's not his own entity, he's an addition. Tuffel. It's not the Iker, he's the Tuffel. The Hakeven, the Islay Reb Akiva Hekesha. Since Rabbi Kiva has the hekesh, the achi yishloshen zomin bebo achas bebo zechazen nami yakishim. He says not only has a hekesh, so that's not only if they come together one after another. Lachi hek demakas leinian laonish kamosim. Wow. Tosfos is saying that it's got to be at least within Tolka de Dibor, okay? But the Ritva and Tosfos Rosh disagree with Tosfos. The third witness who come later, Taka, would become punished. So I'm sorry. So Tosfos in Sanhedrin says that he holds if they come afterwards, right? But how far afterwards? I don't know. The Ritva says the Efshu de Pligi laHachmir the Afagav de Tani Reb Shimon she'ein neharagan atchizum kulam the Mashrusim who's kulam she'neragan kulam hasim b'shabal kulam yachad. Aval imashlishi ba b'fnei atzmo pater. If the third one comes independently, it's pater. Ubar b'kiv amish afilu ba'achareikem b'fnei atzmo chayev kevet shidip ala ve'vera. So that's what the Ritva says, right? Similar. Tosfos Rosh says the same thing.
When he comes later, does he know that the other two tests?
It's a good question. Is it relevant? I'm not sure. It's a good question.
Coming into a group that he wasn't as low. He's coming independently.
But that's what is the Lashon Mishnah? Nitval of there.
Accomplice.
He's part of it. He's not part of the group. He's like his own independent, but the Tuffel gets punished also.
Tuffel is when there's an unnecessary third party.
That's one way of understanding it. If you take it to the extreme, it's not only unnecessary, he's not part of it, but it's very bechidish to say this. I'm not sure how they get to it. Not only that, I'll take it one step further. The Mishnayis, the Avos Reb Nosson, says, let's say it's after the Gemar Din. Reuven and Shimon come and testify, and they put the Nidon to death, and then Levi comes later, and Levi says, oh yeah, Taka, it's true. Guess what? Levi's totally irrelevant in this case, right?
Also
we put Levi to death. So it was a very, very big stretch. Okay, so look at the chart. Right, let's see if we can make sense of this chart. See the chart?
Yeah.
So if you go one by one, right? We have the opinion of Reb Shimon, we have Reb Akiva according to Rashi, Reb Akiva, that's the column on your right. Reb Akiva according to Rashi, Reb Akiva according to Tosfos and Sanhedrin, Reb Akiva according to Nevi'im Kodesh, Reb Akiva according to the Ritva and Tosfos and Rashi. We have all those four. So we have. If you find all three Zomim, everybody says Neharag in all three. Okay? And im nimtzu shnayim zomim, afal pishlo hu zmukulam. Reb Shimon will say, according to everybody, we only, that means if we knock out Reuven and Shimon and not Levi, according to Reb Shimon, ein neharagin. And if they, if the witnesses come acher kedei tibor, also we don't kill the third. Rabbi Kiva, according to Rashi, says the same thing as Reb Shimon. If you notice, column that row 2 is the same as row 1. Neharagin all 3. Ein neharagin, the distinction between Rabbi Kiva and Reb Shimon is the derivation of psukim, etc. But then when you get into Rabbi Kiva, according to Tosfos in Sanhedrin, he says, found all 3 zomim zikr, all 3 are killed. But what if you only find 2, Reuven and Shimon? So he says, neharagin, the 2 witnesses that were zomim, we kill Reuven and Shimon. The pasuk saying shlosha edim is only a chumrah for third witness to be killed if the third guy not zomim, we still put the original 2 witnesses to death. The chiddush is that we kill the third guy. That's the chiddush according to Tosfos. But let's say the guy comes acher kedei dibur, we don't kill the third because he's not part of the edus. Good. Row 4. The b'kiv according to Miyok Yosef. This is the big chiddush. Even though the third witness not caught, he's punished for joining the baal avera. Wow. That to me is great. Then we have Rabbi Kiva according to Ritzvah and Tosfos Rush, that the pasuk stating that Shlosha Edim is only a chumrah for third witness to be killed, but if the third guy in Nazom, we still put the original 2 witnesses to death, that's okay. But then when he says, Kishibau, Acher Kedei Dibor, he says, we kill the third. We kill the third. So we need to do is come up with a lot of this, right? I'm not going to just tell you, these are the sheetas. This box is hopefully clear and again, and we need to come up. So let's turn our attention to a Tosfos in Sanhedrin that says, according to Rabbi Kiva, with Pasla group. And if we look at this Tosfos in Sanhedrin, this is on your sheets.
Right.
The Gemara, we'll start with the Gemara on page 3 on the bottom, and then we'll do the Tosfos, and we'll try our best to understand it through the prism of this. Because I was struggling with this Nebuchadnezzar Yosef and how to understand these various opinions. Basically, just the starting point is, how do you understand the group of Edom? Do you understand it as a... How do you say the group? Do you understand it as a collection of individuals, or do you understand it as one group? It's like, is this 5 fingers or 1 hand? Start thinking along those lines, right?
No. It's 2 plus 2 plus 1.
Yeah, husband and wife, is that 1 unit, or is it 2 units? Depends on the marriage. What's a good marriage? You know, whatever. I'm not going to go there now. That's my Thursday night shoot. But these are the questions you have to start asking yourself when it comes to the Edom. How do we view Edom? Could it be that Rabbi Kiva views Edom not as 2 witnesses, but as 1 group? And I think it's going to be clear from this Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, the following. I'll do the Gemara quickly, because it's not so relevant, but they quote, actually, Ma ben Chakiris. There's something called Chakiris, and there's something called Bedikos. You check the Edom. What hour was it? So one says 2, the other says 3. You know, you have to make sure that the Edom are aligned in their testimony for it to be good. And there's 2 types of making sure of alignment. There's drishos and there's chakiros. So the Gemara there asks, what's the story? So if they're different, obviously they're no good. So maya afilu shnayim omrin. So what's this pshita? So the Gemara says, ki amar echad eini yodea. Let's say one of the witnesses, I don't know. So by chakiros, that's good. By drishos, that's no good. I don't. Edus kayemus. Ki amri beitrei nami edusin kayemus. Even if 2 people said this, the edus is good. So amar sheshes areshesh. This is going on the first. Vachi kama. Bechakiros. When it comes to chakiros, one type of trying to search out the edim if they're aligned. Afilu shnayim amrim yadanu ve'acharamein yodei. Even if 2 say we know and 1 say we don't know, no good. Edus betela. Kimat, who is that like? Our opinion, Rabbi Akiva, who looks at 3 is like shtag, 1 group, remember? To make it shlosh l'shtayim, he connects 3 and 2. Amarava v'ha edus ha'kayem is katari. But we just said the edus is good. Elabrav ha'chamar. Afilu bechakiros. Even by chakiros, which is a different type of making sure they're aligned. Shnayim omrim yadanu, ve'achar mei eini yodea. 2 guys say we know, 1 guy say we don't know. Eidus kayemes, kiman de lo Rabbi Akiva. It's not like Rabbi Akiva. Why is it not like Rabbi Akiva? Why is it not like Rabbi Akiva? Because how does Rabbi Akiva understand a group of 3 witnesses? They all have to be on the same page.
Right.
Comes along Tosfos over there. Sanhedrin mam alphabet base, but just by the underlying part. Aval omr eini yodea. Right, says, "Aval Amar Ein Yodea Kenimsa Echad Mehem Karuv Apostle." It's Keilu what? One of the witnesses is Karuv, a relative or apostle. Dami. The Reb Shimon Tiskayim Eidus Bishar. According to Reb Shimon, will be good. Rabbi Akiva edus and betela. But according to Rabbi Akiva, even if one of the witnesses turns out to be, you have three people there, and one of them is a relative or apostle, the whole edus is no good. Rabbi Shimon would say it is good. That's what it means. Rabbi Akiva. Hashenechet the kamer basrei the low Rabbi Akiva. Ella Rabbi Shimon. That's one. The Rambam would say a little differently. The Rambam would say, so we have the following. If one of the Edom say, if one of the Edom are Karvu Pasul, in a group of three, the whole Edus is no good. That's Tosis. That's Tosis. Kamlu the Rambam, it says, Hayu Edom Merubim Shnayim. This is the way Edom that are more than two. Kivnu Edus and Bechakiris Udrishis Vashlishim and Edeh. Two of the witnesses are on the same page, the third said, I don't know. Tiskayama Edus Bishnaim, you could use two, the Yarag and kill the Nidon. Aval Hechish Shnaim, Afilu Bebdikas Edus and Betel. Even when it comes to contradictory witnesses, right, the Edus is no good. So the question then becomes, according to the Rambam, he's going to say it is good, and Tosa says it's no good. Now, if you're asking me, which is more of the Rabbi Akiva that we know? Right. Sounds like Tosa, that we know and love. Who would you say the Rambam is like with Rabbi Akiva? It could be within the Rashi's interpretation of Rabbi Akiva. Meaning like this. When does one become part of a group? If they didn't get through the Chakira Bedika stage, it could be, you could say the following. Rambam could be saying that according to Rabbi Akiva, even though it's one group when they're three, but since they didn't get through the alignment stage of their testimony, it could be they never became a group. I'll give you a mashal, a sports mashal, because that's all I know is sports mashal. When do they become a member of an organization? When you sign the contract. Before that, if there's machlokas, he's just not part of the world, who cares? It's irrelevant. So here also, when do you become a group of Edom? With the drishas and the chakiras. Prior to the drisha and the chakira, they're viewed as separate.
That's the threshold, that they meet the minimum threshold.
The minimum threshold. So the Rambam is saying they didn't meet the minimum threshold. But it comes out that what's the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon in the end of the day? How do we view three Edom? Do we view them as three people or do we view them as one group? Rabbi Akiva say we view it as one group. The question the Rambam and the Ritva argue, and the Tosfos argue, is when do they become a group? After the Drisha Chakiras before that, or when they mention the testimony.
Right.
And then you have to go through all the various Shitas. The Mukhe Yosef. Why do we put him to death even though he wasn't the Zomit? You're part of the group. You know, the other day in class, four boys, they went to the gym in the middle of class. So I told them, I was supposed to have Friday gym. I said, no Friday gym this week. The four boys, no, you're all one group. Sometimes we punish the group because of an individual.
Right.
Happens all the time. But each of these various opinions, you have to really analyze. What is the nature of this? When we say Eidus Shabbatla Miksasa Batla Kula, we have to frame it in terms of Eidus. We're going to do more next time in terms of when do we use this principle? Is it by Mammonis? Is it by monetary cases? Is it by Nefashis cases? But the idea that it's one group, Al Pishnayim O Shlosha Eidim Yakum Dover, Yomuz Hames, based on two or three. And we're Makish 2 to 3. We're saying it's all one group. Rabbi Akiva takes the hard line and it's all one group. Rabbi Yeshua takes a soft line. Rabbi Shimon takes a soft line. Namely, he's just saying, listen, if you don't zomify all three, they're still in existence. Rabbi Akiva says, no. This is mamash a stark group, and the only question is the manifestation. Where according to Tosus, at least according to Tosus and Mukhe Yosef, where according to Tosus, it comes out as one group, and but you're only really a part of the group if you zomify all three. According to Nebuk Yosef, since they're one group, even if we zomify two, we punish the whole concept of Geschäft. Okay.